Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay.
Well, the song's over, so I don't think we have a choice now.
Well,
you've done this before. Okay,
I have.
I'm being encouraging.
Okay.
But I know I'm not the only one who's fed up. There's been like a whole trend of going into 2025. We're no longer using dating apps. They are trash. They have ruined dating. No one knows how to actually date anymore because of them. So,
but you've dated mass delete. A ton.
Yeah, but it's never like real.
What? Why would the dating app make? The dating app is just the like.
It's the app it's made the to hand, be. No, I know, but it's.
It's just the handshake at the beginning. Like, what's the dating part is still the dating part.
It is, but then you go on a few dates with someone and you're like, kind of bored. Let's see what else is out there.
So you think people don't
give a chance? It's too easy. No one is actually fully into it because it's way too easy.
I would guess as an outsider, I would guess like guys go through this definitely where you're dating someone and you're like, man, if I were single, if I were out there single, I'd be killing it. And then you're out there single and you're not killing it. You're like, man, I just need a girlfriend. And you just always want what you can have.
The grass is always greener.
And then it seems like if you have the app, right, you have the opportunity in your mind, I could just swipe on a bunch of girls if I want to. And then, so you're always kind of going to lean that way. It's stupid. Mm-hmm. Like you're not fully, like
you're
she's
constantly
saying.
Constantly looking to trade up.
And it's,
right.
It's honestly addicting. Since deleting the app, I find myself like going to where it used to be. And I was like, oh wait, I don't have it. Cause it was definitely.
It was addicting to what? Just judge people? To like chew? Like,
no, and like validation. To open it and be like, oh, I have 13 new people. Let's see.
It's so funny. I literally never have any people.
Did you know it did like, that?
I didn't know. No, you know what I have?
It'll give you a notification. It does. It's possible.
First off, for guys, I don't know if it's the same for girls, but like on Tinder, for example, for guys, if you don't pay, you can't see who likes you.
Yes, that's the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the only way you could is if you had already pre-swiped them. Right. And it's like, here's a match. So you go through and judge, left, right. Mm-hmm. And then the next day you open it up and at least 13 of those people are like,
or on Hinge, it will show you like these 14 people liked you. Yes. You can go through and match. Yeah.
Yes. And mine are always like on Tinder, the ones who do match me are when I inadvertently go swipe right on somebody from Thailand.
Oh.
Because they're just swiping right on everybody and then they're like, hey, interest in crypto? Like, no. Literally not at all. But the validate, I can imagine, so it's not valid. What I'm getting at is it's not validating for guys. I don't think many guys.
Maybe I think it could be for sure.
Well, you've told me before my profile's real bad.
But I helped you.
You helped me on one, not the other.
Oh.
I think you fixed my Hinge.
Yeah.
Hmm. Can we say that on the air? I don't know.
Yeah, it's less squeaky.
Well, it doesn't even matter because there's, like I said, there's a mass exodus of these dating apps.
It seems like isn't there always competition too? Like it seems like if you were on a date with somebody, it's like, well, how many dates have you been on this week? And do you have another one after this?
Can I tell you, I literally went on a date with someone a couple weeks ago and a girl marched up to us and looked at him and said, are you single on our date?
What?
I was like, I'm done. Like, just dating.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
Oh my gosh.
Granted, there were three of us. He brought his friend because it was a mutual friend of ours.
Okay, the
friend-
stop. No, hold on. He brought a friend.
He had asked permission, and I was like, yes, it's fine because
hold
it's.
Hold on.
You've definitely never gotten that notification.
We had been on like four dates prior.
Four. So it's your fifth date.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, you want to go out Saturday? You say yes.
Yeah.
And then Saturday comes.
He's like, hey, is it okay if our...
Hey, can I bring a friend?
He's like, is it okay if our buddy comes along? Like, the friend was out of town for the holidays and was like around a bunch of just
elderly and he just wanted to be back in society with his peers. And I was like, you know what? He's a great guy.
He brought
a
friend to the, Well, that's why the girl came up, because she couldn't tell who was with who.
And we made a joke that we were like, we're a throuple.
It's fine. Okay. Did she get the guy?
No, but she can now because we're no longer dating.
Oh, no.
What did he say when she came up?
Oh my God.
Can you, Tiak?
I don't know.
Just take a moment, because I know you said you're not on the scene. Right. I'm barely on the scene.
Right. Just to be hit on in general, let alone
you're on a date, and somebody comes up to AHAC and goes, like, pretend you're dating, you're not married
yet. That's happened to you while you were DJing.
That has happened, yeah, where she's
but
been
she's
hit on.
But she's alone in a bar, but you're sitting with her.
She was standing
Chili's.
Next to him.
Yeah, she's in the DJ booth. She's like, I'm with the DJ. And they're like, yeah, just leave him. Open your eyes. What are we missing here?
Do you need contacts? I know an ophthalmologist.
It hurt. To answer your question, it hurts greatly.
Someday I want to unpack that whole date. Like, I need a whole show to unpack a date where you bring somebody along and then somebody hits on you and it's like,
it was
a Sophie's Choice moment where it's like,
it was very
look at
awkward
this smoke
because
show.
It's like, what do you say in that moment? There is no right answer.
I'm with her.
Yeah, he didn't say that.
Okay. It's because he's got the dating app mentality,
right? Exactly.
Oh, God, hold on. I could swipe right on this one.
Yeah, in real life.
Okay. Ooh, swiping right. I've always been a swipe lefter. In person. Okay, just let's get to the end. You're done.
No, he stopped things on New Year's Eve. So...
at like 11:58 or
no in the morning.
Okay, all right.
I meant with the dating apps. Oh.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.